Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, he testified today before the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks upon the United States.
Trying to manage the New York State budget has led to a bitter war of words between Republican Governor George Pataki and state legislators. Pataki wanted to cut $2 billion from the education and health care budgets, but neither house of the legislature, one Democrat, one Republican, would go along. Well, now Pataki says the state is headed for a fiscal train wreck. If it is, some say it's because the governor himself was the train's first engineer. From member station WNYC, Andrea Bernstein reports.
The New York budget crisis did not arrive without warning. After the boom of the late 1990s, the Wall Street frenzy that had fueled economic growth here was screeching to a halt. The September 11th attacks directly led to the loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs. Everywhere, people were tightening their belts. Everywhere, that is, except Albany, the state capital, where on this day in January of 2002, Governor George Pataki was addressing a rally of healthcare workers.
You did for the right thing for America. Now it's our turn to do the right thing for our children, the right thing for our parents, the right thing for our hospitals, the right thing for our healthcare workers. We are going to pass this bill, and it is going to make...
At the governor's behest, both houses of the legislature passed a $3.5 billion bill improving access to health care and raising the salaries of health care workers. 2 months later, the powerful health care workers' union endorsed Pataki, once their bitter enemy, in his bid for a third term. A few months after that, the Republican governor found almost $300 million to fund a new teachers' contract, and the teachers' union later endorsed him, too. And so it went until October, when one of the governor's closest allies, State Senate Majority Leader Joseph Bruno, blurted out there would be a $10 billion budget gap. Is that so? Pataki was asked.
I don't mean to preempt you, but that's not the case. We budgeted very prudently and fiscally this year, as we have in the past.
3 weeks later, with the support of the very unions he'd found money for, Pataki won re-election. Shortly after that, it turned out that Bruno's prediction was wrong. Pataki had recalculated the numbers. The budget gap wasn't $10 billion. It was $11.5 billion.
Never before has our state faced this type of fiscal challenge.
When Pataki unveiled his budget last January, he called for cuts in the very programs he championed in his election year. $1 billion from health care, $1 billion from education.
These are the difficult decisions we have to make. Decisions that will result in less funding to worthwhile programs that we all support.
By this time, the governor had begun a feverish campaign against what he was calling job-killing taxes. Still, by mid-April, even the Republican Senate leader Bruno was ready to endorse a sales tax hike and a temporary tax increase on the wealthiest New Yorkers to avoid the deepest cuts.
The alternative to that would have been the highest tax increases on property owners in New York State, probably in the state's history.
Public opinion suddenly turned on Pataki as he pushed his anti-tax agenda. His favorable rating fell into the 30s. Then, in an unusual act of independence, the legislature passed its own budget. The governor vetoed it. The legislature swiftly overrode the vetoes by huge margins. Pataki predicted fiscal disaster.
One of the sad things about the legislature's tax and spend budget plan is not just the tax increases, but the deficits. And because of those deficits, I fear that the promises of higher education aid are false promises.
But Douglas Muzio, a public affairs professor at Baruch College, said it was Pataki himself who spent the election year making false promises.
He spent money to purchase votes that he knew that, or he ought to have known that, he couldn't pay the bills on.
Muzio says Pataki didn't prepare voters for the bad news that was coming.
The explanation is it's Occam's razor. Politics. The governor did not want bad news released on his watch.
And it's because of that, Muzio says, that George Pataki is now paying for the election year policies of George Pataki. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.